holiness, righteousness, your wisdom, your beauty, and especially your mercy and grace shown to us. You have made and fashioned us, and it is by your strength that we live and move and have our being. All our ways are before you, Father. As we have confessed this morning, your law lays open our souls. And as hard as it is to see ourselves in that light, we are grateful for the convicting work of your Spirit. Show us the depth of our sin and convict our hearts more and more of its seriousness. Draw us near to yourself, that in your mercy to us, we may know your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation. It is for you we wait all the day long. Lord Jesus, we bless and praise you for your righteousness and atoning sacrifice upon the cross. We thank you for the gift of faith, the removal of our guilt, the inheritance, and the hope of life eternal. We are grateful for calling us here each week that we may worship you, and we thank you for your word and your Holy Spirit that lives within each of us, and for the gracious ways that you speak to us through Pastor Tony, Pastor Nathan, Pastor John. Pray that you would equip and guide them as they study, teach, and counsel. Deliver them when tempted and tried, that they may know the joy of your presence. We pray your blessing and strengthen their families. As they minister to us, give us humble and tender hearts to hear the living word you give us. Help us not to just hear the word, but to be doers of it as well. Father, because you are holy, you've commanded us to be holy. Help us then to order our lives according to your precepts, for we love your law and meditate upon it all the day. Help us to empty ourselves of pride and self-righteousness, that we may be filled completely with you, our Lord and Savior. Help us to understand the depth of your love for us and increase our love for you and devotion to you. Fill us with compassion and grace for others, and may our love for one another be genuine. Give to us the humility that comes from wisdom. Grow us in patience and gentleness and faithfulness as we encourage and build each other up in the faith. Protect us when tempted by this world's riches and pleasures that can never satisfy the need of our eternal soul. Deliver us from the deceitfulness of the devil. Search our hearts, O Lord, and deliver us from every wicked way that clings to us. As we are afflicted with physical trials and sorrows, we pray for grace to endure the difficulties and pray that you would increase our trust in you, for you are faithful. Comfort those that are mourning loss, those missing loved ones and experiencing loneliness. We pray that you draw them near and assure them of your presence. We are truly grateful for hospitals and skilled medical care and the medicines that provide relief. These wonderful gifts are from you, and yet we know that you are the one who is the great physician. And so we humbly ask that you would strengthen and heal those recovering from surgeries, to give grace and peace to those who are facing the long struggles with the frailty of the body. Pray this morning especially for Brian Riffle, for Ed Jennings, Greg Jones, for Lyle Burton, and for Ginger Fleach. Uphold these dear saints and their families in the days ahead, that they may find their strength in you in whatever your fatherly hand provides for them. Give wisdom and strength to parents as they disciple and discipline with gentleness. Help children obey their parents and show kindness to one another. Help them to grow in grace. We pray for those with particular needs and grace in caring for children needing special care. We ask that you would strengthen and care for the expecting mothers and the little ones that are being formed in their wombs. Pray for comfort and that you would grant patience and contentment for those who are desiring families or waiting to be married. Father, for those wounded from strained and broken relationships, we pray for healing and peace in their hearts. Fill us with grace for one another. Help us to be humble, quick to forgive, and to remember always what it cost for you to forgive us. In mercy, Lord, draw near to those struggling with doubts or battling particular sins, that they may know your faithfulness and love and mercy, and may that grow in understanding and love for you. We pray especially for family and friends who are wandering from you or who do not know you, that you and your mercy would soften their hearts and save them. In all of our struggles, in all of our temptations, give us great contentment knowing that you care for us. Dear Father, we thank you for this congregation and for its witness to this community. As we go into all the world bringing the good news of salvation, we thank you for your mercy in entrusting that to us. We tremble as we see your judgment being revealed upon our land, the worshiping of creation rather than its creator, the increasing boldness by which many openly mock you and blaspheme your name, the brazen impurity and lust, the abomination of abortion. There is so much sorrow and so much brokenness. O Lord, have mercy upon us, we pray. As your ambassadors, help us to be bold as we live and speak the gospel to our neighbors. Help us not to fear nor to seek to please men, but draw our eyes unto you, that with love for your name we may have compassion for those you have put into our lives, that with gentleness we would always be ready to give an answer for the hope we have. Dear Lord, we pray that all the earth may exalt your name. Open doors for the gospel here in our community and throughout the world. We pray that you would convict many of sin, the coming judgment, and their need of a Savior. We thank you, Lord, for the reports of many being saved around the world in places that are especially hostile to the gospel. For our brothers and sisters who must worship in hiding, for those who are suffering and being persecuted and martyred, we pray that you would uphold and strengthen them, that they may remain faithful. Give them joy and peace as they suffer for the name of Christ. We pray for peace in those war-torn countries around the world. Protect your people and grow them in faith and trust in you through their loss and sorrow and difficulties. This morning we pray for our short-term mission team and the preparations to serve this summer in Monterey. We thank you for those willing to serve and ask that you would equip them with what is necessary and also prepare the hearts of those to whom they are being sent. We're grateful for the many mission works that we partner with around the world and pray that you would bless them. We ask that you would give them everything that they need physically and spiritually. Guide and uphold them in the difficulties that they face. We pray this morning for the Harrises and their work with MAF in Indonesia. We thank you for the way that you use them in their community, as well as their help in bringing your word to remote people and the mercy missions that can be accomplished through their work. We pray that you would use them and draw many to salvation. Father, we are truly thankful for the joy of worship this morning, for this taste of heaven as we worship together. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your continual interceding for us and for your Holy Spirit, the sanctifying work that takes these words offered in weakness and offers them according to your will. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And so we pray that you would return quickly for Jesus' sake. Amen.